Hello, friends. This is Tom Hanlon speaking to everybody west of midnight. What about joining me at the biggest Western party anywhere, the Hollywood Barn Dance? Let's go meet the top hand, Dusty King and his crew, who are about to sing one of your favorite numbers.
Watch her go, look at her steam, hear her blow, whistle and scream, like a hound, wag his tail, alabound, bound, bound, far more mail. Watch her dear, making up time, tracks are clear, look at her climb, see that train, burning the rail. And she's late, 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 far more mail. She comes, look at her roll. There she goes, in the cold. Watch her fly, look at her sail. Let her bye, 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 far more mail.
Well, howdy, folks, howdy. Glad you were in time for the Fireball Mail. And, you know, of course, I want to know all of you. My name's Dusty King. Now, what's your name? Well, I'm sure glad to meet up with you, and I want you to know our pride and joy, Miss Sally Foster. And here she is to sing San Antonio Rose.
All right, Dusty.
Bless you, Sally.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I lived with a memory, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. A moonlit path that only she would know. Still hear my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only by heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Keep once again of my love, my own. Broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Once again of my love, my own, oh, broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio, rose, my rose of San Antonio.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you. You know, you sing just as pretty as you look. Now, you get yourself a front seat over there, Sally, and don't let any of those old cowboys give you too much trouble.
Hey, Dusty, how about some foot patting music?
All right.
There's a little prairie blossom about 5 foot in the shoebox tall I want to dance with.
Oh, I'll sure help you out, Charlie Morgan. Say, Arthur Smith, give us some foot patting music for Flat Top Morgan and his blue-eyed desert flower.
Woo!
here's Arthur Smith, riding a little herd on that fandango. And now you just sit back easy like folks while I tell you about the other folks you're going to be hearing soon on the program. There's Jack Rivers and his boys, the Plainsmen, all five of them, Merle Travis, Johnny Bond, and your old friend Jimmy Wakely. And now here's a fellow we don't want to overlook. He's the handsomest man on the sunny side of the Sierras, tall, dark, and curly, the ladies' man in the red bow tie, Ken Card.
Well, thank you, Dusty, and hiya, friend.
Ken. Ken, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I sure did, Dusty. I went over to my girl's house.
Oh, you did, huh? What happened?
Well, I went over and knocked on the door. Pretty soon she came out. I wish you could have seen her. She was all dressed in purple. We finally went in, sat down to parlor.
Uh-huh. I suppose you held her hand, didn't you?
I sure did. You know, Dusty, I wish you could see my girl's hands. They're really nice.
Mm.
They're almost as small as mine. You know, right after the dinner, her pa called me out in the backyard. He said, young man, I understand that you and my daughter want to get married. I said, that's right, Mr. Jones. Well, he said, do you think you can support my daughter on $40 a week? Well, I said, I'll try. And so you can do better.
You think a lot of your girl, don't you, Ken?
Dusty, I really do think a lot of my girl. In fact, I think I'm in love.
Mm.
The only thing is, I just don't know how to propose to her.
Well, that's easy, Ken. You know, all you have to do is to look your girl right straight in the eyes and say, I love you, Ann.
I know, but her name's Phoebe. You know, Dusty, talking about eyes, my girl told me that my eyes were the windows to my soul.
Well, yeah. Well, what about those big bags under them?
They're not bags. They're window boxes.
Well, Ken, do you think you'll still love your girl when she's old and her hair has turned to gray?
You think if I still love my girl when her hair has turned to gray?
Yeah.
I guess so. I've loved her already through four different shades.
Ken, I think you better play your banjo.
All right, Dusty, and here we go with Swanee River.
That's sure a pretty tune, Andy. What is that?
Why, Dusty, that's a fine old cowboy song that some lonesome old cowboy might have sung and sort of made up as he was night herding on one of those big old cattle trails.
I'm sure glad you plainsmen know the song, Andy. I've always wanted somebody to sing it on the program. Could you do it for us right now?
You bet your boots we can, Dusty.
When the cattle are crowling and the coyotes are howling under the western sky, the cowboy is singing, his spurs are a jingling, as down the trail he rides.
bedded and the saddle horse shedded, nothing seems to be wrong. He casts his eyes to the stars in the sky, singing to them this song.
It's easy enough to see why that song has lived so long. Hey, gang, where's Merle Travis? Well, there he is. There he is, bag and baggage.
Hello, Dennis. I was worrying whether my microscope would turn around so much.
Hey, Merle, how about putting that chatterbox guitar of yours to work, could you?
That's a square, solid deal. Here we go.
All right.
How far is it to Peoria?
Well, we sure don't ever have to explain that it's Merle Travis playing that guitar. Merle, the floor is yours as long as you want it, Pappy.
Well, I'll stay here long enough to get my mule started. How's that?
Get him started.
A little song about a mule. I've got a mule, he's such a fool that he never pays no heed. Well, I tied a fire at the end of his tail and then he showed some speed. I went down to the graveyard once, some peaceful rest to find. But when a black cat crossed my path, I sure did change my mind. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. Now you can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies.
Don't look at my ears, I'm not cooking.
My cousin said the children filled his yearning heart with pride. He married a widder with 12 kids, and I hope he's satisfied. Now the old cat fall of the fool with a knitting bag. She swallowed a ball of yarn. And when the little kitties come, they all had sweaters on. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. Thank you.
Friends, we'll be back in exactly 30 seconds over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The gang sure cut some fancy figures that time, Dusty.
Yeah, you're right, Andy. Nobody had a corner on the dozy doze. Did you enjoy that dance, Sally?
Oh, you bet I did, Dusty. But Ken Card cut so many monkey shines, I thought I had two partners.
Sally, you know, if you'll sing Lights of Old Santa Fe, I'll listen with two ears, honey.
Oh, all right. I'll sing it with one voice, I hope.
In the dark as the shadows fall, when the night seems to cover all, from the hills you'll see them shining, see the lights of old Santa Fe. Evening breeze blows the trees around, while the brook lends a gentle sound, and this cowgirl's heart is pining for the lights of old Santa Fe.
Or maybe when the roundup's over and I find I'm fancy free, there's a chance I'll be in clover if a certain someone's waiting there for me. It's a trail time for me to start to the place where I left my heart. And I'll find my silver lining in the lights of old Santa Fe. For maybe when the roundup's over and I find I'm fancy free, there's a chance I'll be in clover if a certain someone's waiting there for me. It's a trail time for me to start to the place where I left my heart. I'll find my silver lining in the lights of old Santa Fe. Santa Fe.
Don't go too far away, Sally. We may want you to help pull the candy a little bit. Well, folks, we haven't said much about Thanksgiving, and if you ate as much as I did, I know you're glad we didn't. But here's some leftovers for you. The wishbone of the Hollywood barn dance. That lanky Lulu from Lizard Ridge, Johnny Bond.
Well, hi, you partners. Sure glad to be here. Maybe I ought to say I'm lucky to be here. I've been wrestling with a turkey these last few days, and, you know, I ain't sure yet who won. But I'll have you know I got enough. I mean to say I don't care if I never look another turkey in the face or anyplace else. You know, if all the turkeys in the world was placed end to end, that's still the part I'd get. You know, it wasn't until day before yesterday that I found out that a turkey had anything else but a neck and a psychoiliac or something. I had a swell Thanksgiving dinner, though. Jimmy Wakely invited all my folks over to his house. We walked in, and him and his wife was fighting. I said, hey, break it up. Don't you know we was coming for dinner? She said, sure. What do you think we're fighting about? Ah, but they're swell people, though. They got four of the nicest kids. And can them kids run? You know, they almost beat me at the table. Jimmy looks at me after we get set down at the table. He said, Johnny, won't you join me in a bowl of soup? I says, yeah, do you think there's room for both of us? Sure enough, there was. They brought the butter right out of the icebox. Man, was that butter froze. My knife slipped and I buttered my bread clean up to my elbow. But Ms. Wakely, she was nice. She says, Johnny, do you feel like a cup of coffee? I says, no, do I look like one? But she gave me a cup anyway, right in the face. Oh, it was pretty good coffee, though, you know. I asked Jimmy, I says, who made this coffee? And he said, well, my oldest daughter, Deanna, made that. So I asked her, I says, how'd you make this coffee so nice? She says, I strained it through a pair of Daddy's new silk socks. You know, Jimmy got mad as the dickens. He says to her, what do you mean, using my new clean silk socks to strain the coffee with? She says, who said I used your clean socks? From then on, we drank tea. Oh, then they brought out that bird, man. I don't want to complain, but that turkey, huh? I mean, that was really a turkey. They say that the Puritans first used the turkey for Thanksgiving. Well, this must have been one that got away. I'm telling you that. It'd have been all right, except it was a little thin in places. Somebody said it should have been a little more Mae Westish or something like it. I didn't get what they was getting at anyway. Nobody else did. I found some buckshot in my piece of turkey. I said to Jimmy, I thought you said this was a tame turkey. He said, well, it was a tame turkey. Them buckshot was meant for me. Father, we had a good time. I don't mean to talk about the turkey that way. We ought to have more respect for that bird, you know it? Look how we treat it. He's hitting the neck, loses his head, break his legs, knock the stuffing out of him, cut him to the heart, and then pick on him for weeks.
Well, nice going, Johnny Bond. Come again soon. And time right now, folks, for your favorite cowboy singer, Jimmy Wakely. Hold his horse for him, boys.
Thank you.
If you knew what it meant to be lonesome, if you knew what it meant to be blue, if all of your gladness had turned into sadness, like a rose without its morning dew, if your heart was breaking with sorrow and you cried for sympathy, if you knew what it meant to be lonesome, I know you'd come back to me.
That's it. Thank you, Dusty, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And regardless of what Johnny said about the turkey, I'd like to dedicate this number to him. It's called The Freight Train Blues. It's mighty old. It goes something like this here.
When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. When a man gets the blues, he grabs a train and rides. Every time I see that lonesome railroad train, every time I see that lonesome railroad train, Lord, it makes me wish I was going home again. Got the blues so bad, the whole round world looks blue. Got the blues so bad, the whole round world looks blue. Lord, I ain't got a dime, don't know what to do.
Poor man's Merle Travis.
Yes, ma'am. It's Jack Rivers of one of his famous electric guitar solos. Carry on, Twinkle Fingers. Thank you.
friend of mine out here from up the coast, and she wants to hear you sing.
Oh, hey, don't pass up a chance to sing for a pretty gal, Dusty.
I won't.
Get the boys up here, and maybe we can give you a little chord or something.
All right, Andy and Sally, maybe she'd like this little song. It's called I'll Never Let You Go, Little Darling. You say we've reached the hour of parting. You say our dream of love is gone. But I could never live without you. So please don't leave me all alone. I'll never let you go, little darling. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. So please don't try to say goodbye. The stars would tumble down beside me. The moon would hang its head and cry. My arms would never hold another. If you should ever say goodbye,
I'll never let you go, little darling.
I'm sorry that I made you cry.
I'll never let you go, as I love you.
So please don't try to say folks, we got to run. We had a lot of fun with this skedaddling. We got to get on with our work for the time for the next Hollywood Barn dance next Saturday night. Yes, sir, the whole gang will be here come Saturday night with the kind of fun you won't regret on Sunday morning. And remember, folks, let's all go to church tomorrow. This is Dusty King for the Hollywood Barn Dance Gang wishing you a very pleasant good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Yes, the Columbia Broadcasting System.